This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Welcome to the show, my third hour of radio. It's my power hour because it's national radio and national TV combined. And now we're our first hour of Newsmax TV, which has its own name. Yes, it's listed in your TV guide as the Wayne Allyn Root Show. And, of course, that's a good thing because I'm Wayne Allyn Root and I like my brand. But it's also the Root Reaction, the aftermath, because the day is over. 8 o'clock on the East, 5 on the West. 5 p.m. on the West, all the news that's fit to print is kind of over for the day. So we get to react, I get to react, and you get to react. We like your calls, although today we do have a guest. That always means we cut down a little bit. But if I can, I'll take your calls in segment number 2 coming up, and then segment 4 coming out of the last break. So we do get 2 short segments with you to take calls. So we might get in like 4 or 5 calls today. Not the usual compliment, but we'll get them. And you should line up right now if you want to be on for that second segment. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. And if you want more of Wayne Root talking to you, the viewers of Newsmax, let Newsmax know. War at Newsmax.com. Let them know that you want more war. And one of these days we might have 2 hours, 1 hour for me and 1 hour just for me and you to talk. So 833-WAR-TALK or contact Newsmax, war at Newsmax.com. My website is rootforamerica.com, and you can contact me anytime, WayneRoot at gmail.com. My Twitter handle is at Real Wayne Root, R-E-L-R-E-A-L, Real Wayne Root, at Real Wayne Root. All right, so there's lots to talk about, as usual, in Trump land. I love it in Trump land. It's a wonderful place. The skies are always sunny. The skies are always blue. And it never rains, and good things are happening at all times. It's like living in Mar-a-Lago. That's Trump land. And that's what America's become. A lot of good news, a lot of good stuff. But that doesn't mean there aren't blips along the way. This one has nothing to do with Trump and nothing to do with national politics. It's Vegas, where I live, where I'm based, where this show comes out of, emanates from. A lot of bad things happened on the night of October 1st. That was the Vegas Massacre. Stephen Paddock and the Vegas Massacre. And those of you who watch the show on a regular basis know that I've been on top of this, like what do they say, like white on rice? Like nobody in the entire United States of America has been on top of this. Matter of fact, the only two people I've really been on top of nationally are me and Tucker Carlson of Fox News, and it's funny that we're opposite each other. At the same time, every night, Tucker and Wayne Root, me on Newsmax, Tucker on Fox News. So we're the only two that I know of, and I think Tucker does it just because he doesn't want Wayne Root to be the only one to be able to grab that handle that I'm handling the Vegas situation. So Tucker does it a little bit too, but congratulations to him for being the only guy awake in the national news media. The videotapes are out, the body cam videos, and they're not good. Not good for the Vegas police, not good for the media that's been asleep at the switch, not good for anybody. The victims, of course, of this thing and the victims who are dead, there's nothing they could do about it, but their relatives, their living victims, relatives, they have to live the rest of their life without somebody they love, and they've got to be really angry at what's going on. So we've got a guest tonight who will be talking about it at the bottom of the hour. His name is Doug Papa. He's a former law enforcement officer and police investigator, and knows a lot about the Vegas PD and has a lot of bad things to say about the massacre, how it was handled, the Vegas massacre and the Vegas PD. And there's a coward cop that we got to talk about. And so I wrote my commentary for Sunday's Las Vegas Review Journal, and it's about that coward cop, and I want you to hear about it. Because I'm always Mr. Pro-Police, you know that. I end my shows by saying a prayer for the police. 99% of all policemen are heroes. But that doesn't mean that you should cover up for the 1% that aren't. And they've got to go. Simple as that. They've got to go. Because they besmirch the record of the other 99%. They ruin it for everyone. You know, if I was a cop, there'd be nothing more important in the world than exposing the badness or corruption or cowardice of another cop. They bring a bad name to everybody. You've got to clean them out. So I titled it The Life and Death Questions About the Vegas Massacre. It'll be out in Sunday's Las Vegas Review Journal. Here it is. The Vegas massacre at Mandalay Bay on October 1st, 2017 was the worst mass shooting in America's history. Not in Vegas' history, in the history of the United States of America. Like Watergate or the FBI's cover-up of Hillary scandal, the cover-up is always worse than the original scandal. That's what gets everyone in so much trouble. That's what gets everyone involved in more trouble than if they had just done the bad thing and not covered it up. It's so dumb to cover it up. Honesty and transparency is the way to go. It's always the best policy. Only the truth can set us free. So it's time to ask the tough questions. Exhibit A is the latest police body cam videos released this past week. The Vegas massacre happened 10 months ago. Why are they just now being released? What was on them that's being hidden from the people? And who made the decision to hide them from the people? Why did my newspaper, the Las Vegas Review-Journal, have to lead the charge to sue the police department to force them to release significant documents, testimony, autopsy reports, and body cam videos? Isn't all of this public domain? Don't the taxpayers have a right to see what they're paying for? Don't they pay the salaries of every government employee, including the policeman and the police chief? Why did the Nevada Supreme Court have to order the release? Why did the police just do it? What are they so afraid of? Well, I guess we're now finding out. Why didn't we know months ago that a portion, perhaps a large portion, of this massacre slaughter could have been stopped and many lives saved if police on the scene had acted instead of standing around, frozen in fear, praying for help from God? That's what his testimony says. The lead cop was praying for help from God that he would help him move his feet because he couldn't move his feet, doing absolutely nothing while people were dying. Oh, wait. You didn't know about any of this, did you? I've known about it for some time. I read the testimony of Officer Cordell Hendricks days ago, and I couldn't believe my eyes. It was so shocking. I waited for the body cam videos to be released to be absolutely 100% certain. I didn't even trust his own testimony where he said he didn't act. He didn't do anything. He was scared out of his mind. He didn't know what to do. And I said, that's okay. Even though he said it, it's his testimony, and that was forced to be released. That's okay. I'm still going to wait for the video to prove to my eyes that this guy did nothing while the shooting was going on. To be 100% certain. As you are aware, or are you aware, LVMPD, Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department Officer Cordell Hendricks, was on the 31st floor of Mandalay Bay. The shooting was going on the 32nd floor. He was just one floor below at the start of the shooting, right at the start. And he was armed. And he was with his training partner. See, he's a training officer, and he was training a young rookie. And that training officer was also armed, and three Mandalay Bay security guards who were armed. And they got there just minutes into the shooting. And they heard the whole thing going on right above them. They heard automatic weapons fire, and they did nothing. The first body cam video that came out only days ago showed Hendricks, Officer Cordell Hendricks, standing around on the 31st floor stairwell with his police trainee and the MGM security guards. It shows them doing absolutely nothing for several minutes while automatic gunfire is clearly and loudly heard just one floor above them. They were just one flight of stairs away from putting a stop to this massacre. And I ask you, before you go defending cops, because I do it all the time, I defend cops. My first fallback's always to defend the cop. What if your mother was at that concert? What if your father was at the concert? Worse, what if your child was at that concert? And their life could have been saved if the cop did something, and he did nothing. Oh, that's a hell of a picture, isn't it? You never see your kid the rest of your life. You never see your husband. You never see your mom the rest of your life because a cop did nothing, was there to prevent it and did nothing. They were just one flight of stairs away from putting a stop to this massacre, but they didn't do a thing, zero, zip, nada, except listening to chilling automatic gunfire right above them that was churning the concert below into a killing field. But wait, it gets worse. Now a second video has surfaced, and somebody sent me that second video this morning. And it's again, police body cam of the people on that floor. The Las Vegas Review-Journal released it on Thursday. Yesterday, parts of it. I received a longer copy today. And it shows Officer Cordell Hendricks doing absolutely nothing in the Mandalay Bay 31st floor hallway. He's standing around with his gun in his hand, all of them, but they're frozen. They don't do anything. Why didn't they charge to the hallway, through the hallway, to the stairwell, and then charge up the stairs, and then shoot at the room? I didn't tell you to block the, you know, knock the door down like your SWAT, but some cops would have done that. One of my friends, a hero cop, Randy Sutton, 24 years on the Vegas police force, a real hero who ran towards fire all the time, got in many running gun battles. He would have charged that door and he would have banged through it. And no matter what was on the other end, he would have shot that guy or he would have gotten shot. That's what you do when you're a cop. You're a hero. You're supposed to save people's lives. Put your own life on the line. They didn't do that. Hendricks did absolutely nothing in the Mandalay Bay 31st floor hallway for almost 5 excruciating minutes before he ever got to the 31st floor stairwell. So first he was in the hallway doing nothing, then he was in the stairwell doing nothing. They stood frozen like deer in headlights, listening to bursts of automatic weapon fire and radio reports of people dying by the dozens and being shot by the dozens, by the hundreds, and their fellow officers taking heavy fire. Incredible. Why have none of us seen us or heard about this terrible dereliction of duty until now? Why was it never mentioned or reported by the police or anyone in government? Isn't that what policemen are trained to do, to put their lives in danger to save others? Thank God 99% of cops are heroes, the bravest people I know, but not Cordell Hendricks. He froze, and the group with him froze. But there's more to the story. We're going to a break. When I get back, I'll finish the story. And then sometime during the show, I'm going to attempt to show you the video. I hope we don't run out of time. I want to show you the video I got just this morning. You'll see the cops doing nothing. Well, the gunfire's right above them. And the radio's crackling, saying, people are shot. People are dead. Get an ambulance. People are dead. Police are taking heavy fire. And they did nothing. Like the Parkland cop outside the high school. A coward. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. and I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back, and it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
War now!
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, welcome back. Wayne Allen Root. This segment of the show is sponsored by the Landis Tax Group. Sam Landis. All year long, people get audited. All year long, people have tax problems. All year long, people have tax liens. All year long, people have issues with the IRS. All year long, people have a kind of a inner feeling that they may have a problem with the IRS. You know, if they don't nip it in the bud now, it gets worse and worse. Call Sam Landis. He'll nip it in the bud. He'll solve your problem. He solved mine. Obama's IRS tried to attack me, tried to take me down twice. We beat him twice. Thank you, Sam Landis. I didn't owe a penny. I walked away unscathed. When you call him, you get a free consultation. The call is free anywhere in the United States. He's handled over 8,500 cases, IRS cases, all over the United States and 50 states. And you'll have a free consultation, so it costs you nothing to speak to a lawyer. This is not hype. This is not BS. This is not a salesman. This is a lawyer you'll be talking to at Landis Tax Group, which means you get attorney-client privilege. And you'll be shocked how reasonable and inexpensive it really is for him to take care of you in very quick fashion. He'll tell you exactly what it costs and how long it takes. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. And save this number in your Rolodex or in your address book on your phone or on your computer. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU numerically. 800-934-3578. You never know when you need Sam Landis tax help. 800-934-3578. The best darn tax lawyer in the world. All right, so I'm finishing my commentary. And I ended up by saying, you know, isn't this what policemen are supposed to do? Isn't this what they're trained to do, to put their lives on the line, to save the lives of others? But there's more to the story. This isn't about missing a chance to save a few lives, to stop the very last volley of gunfire by confronting or at least distracting a killer. Put the two body cam videos together. First, they're doing nothing the hallway. Then they're doing nothing in the stairwell. When you put it together, I think it's about 7 or 8 minutes of doing nothing. And the whole shooting was about 10 minutes long. So almost the whole shooting could have been prevented. Not all of it, but they could have gotten up there quick enough that they would have distracted him and ruined the whole thing for this terrible guy, Paddock. And all of a sudden, a lot of people would have escaped. You would have had him under fire, and he would have been shooting at you, too busy to shoot at the crowd. But Officer Hendricks and his MGM security team did nothing in that hallway or stairwell for a combined 7 or 8 minutes. That means they could have stopped a large portion of the deaths and injuries and carnage below. But by not taking action, how many lives were lost or changed forever? Why is this different than the coward officer who waited outside the high school in Parkland? We knew about him right away. Why was this covered up? Who made the decision? When did you know, and when did you know it? And what's the liability for MGM? Because their security force did nothing. And what's the liability for the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department? Because their two cops did nothing. And what's the liability for the city of Vegas? Because their cops are the city of Las Vegas's cops. So now they're going to get sued now that these videos come to light. Or don't you think smart lawyers representing hundreds of victims will figure out that everything could have turned out differently if police had reacted the way they're trained to react, if they had taken action? Don't take my word for how bad this looks. My great friend, former Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department Lieutenant Randy Sutton, one of the most decorated officers in the history of Las Vegas, calls this one of the most embarrassing moments in the history of law enforcement and the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. I had Randy Sutton as a guest on my show, my radio show, my National USA radio show, just an hour ago. I also was on the phone with him last night for a half hour driving home from a meeting, talking about all this. Nobody is a police expert more than Randy. He's the spokesman, national spokesman for Blue Lives Matter. He knows everything about cops. He loves cops. He defends cops all day. And he says, boy, does this stink. Boy, is this bad. All right, let's grab a call. Marie from New Jersey on line two. Marie, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Marie, are you there? There you are. Hey, Marie. You're on with Wayne. Marie, I guess you can't hear me. All right, let's go to Greg in Michigan on line one. Greg, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? Hey, Wayne, I just wanted to let you know that I used to watch you on Sunday morning in the 80s.
Yeah, well, actually, it was Saturday mornings. Saturday mornings.
Saturday mornings. Okay. Yeah, you did me good.
Well, you may get to watch me again on Saturday mornings because sports gambling just got legalized all over the United States. Huge Supreme Court ruling. And I'm going to be back in that business. Yeah. I'm not leaving this. I'm not going anywhere. But I'm getting back in that business in a big way. Yeah.
Well, I'll be watching then if you get on my TV here. I just wanted to say that Barack Obama is behind all this stuff, I believe.
Now, we're not talking about the Vegas massacre now. You mean the bad stuff happening to Trump we're talking about now. We shifted gears.
Everything. He's behind it all.
Yeah. I agree. He's the maestro. He's actually not the maestro. Someone's pulling his strings like a marionette, but he's the maestro in America. But I think George Soros owns Obama. George Soros, living in Europe, I think, is pulling the strings of Obama. Then Obama pulls the strings of this army of anarchists. We'll be right back. War Now. Great guest.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
War now.
USA Radio News.
The man accused of walking into the Capitol Gazette newsroom in Annapolis, Maryland, and killing five people was charged today with five counts of murder. He's being held with no bond. President Trump addressed a tragedy which happened only 40 miles from the White House.
This attack shocked the conscience of our nation and filled our hearts with grief. Journalists, like all Americans, should be free from the fear of being violently attacked while doing their job.
Wendy Winters is one of the victims. Today, her daughter, Winter, spoke about her mom.
She loved her job, and she loved what she did, and she loved to tell stories. And this is far too soon to lose my mother.
Record heat expected all across the United States this weekend, so stay safe and hydrate. This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Cast
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. This show has been dedicated to the Vegas massacre October 1st. We're just not getting the right answers. But before I get to a great guest to break this, some of these stories with us, I want to tell you about Stenogenics, the sponsor of the show and this segment of the show. And I've got great news to tell you. I always thought I was a healthy guy. I work out 2 hours a day, and I eat a non-gluten diet, an almost all-organic diet, and I pop vitamin pills. What more could a person do? I thought I was great and healthy. So I go in and I see Stenogenics, right? And that's how they became the sponsor of the show. I ask them to do a whole study of my body and my blood, my system, and they come back and tell me, you're like rotting on the inside, man, because you're eating too much sugar, and you're eating too much, you know, too many sweets, even if they're organic, and you're eating too much rice, which is could give you diabetes. Rice is hypoglycemic. It goes right into your blood, and it makes you insulin resistant. It makes you pre-diabetic. And Wayne, we hate to tell you this, you're pre-diabetic and you're insulin resistant. And this could all be turned around. In the next 3 months, we'll turn it all around for you. But even they didn't think they could turn around in 1 month. So I got my first blood test. They do a blood test every month. I got my first blood test results this morning. I'm no longer insulin resistant. I'm no longer pre-diabetic. My cholesterol dropped dramatically. My triglycerides were cut in half. My testosterone is way up. And my HGH, your natural human growth hormone, they didn't give me any. It just naturally, dramatically went up as well. So this is like the greatest thing I've ever done in my life. I'm not rotting on the inside anymore. I'm going to live another 50 years to attack the liberals for the next 50 years and expose raw truth for the next 50 years with you here on Newsmax. I will look young, feel great, won't die, won't have diabetes, won't get a heart attack, won't get a stroke. Thank you, Stenogenics. They can do this for anybody. I thought I was healthy. I'm relatively thin. I'm in good shape. It didn't matter. I wasn't doing it right. They changed my exercise. They changed my diet. They changed everything. And look at the results. Went from pre-diabetic to not, from insulin resistant to not, triglycerides to the roof to not, testosterone low to testosterone high. I feel like $1 million. I feel young again. For your free, no-obligation consultation with Stenogenics, 20 clinics all over the United States, 888-YOUNGER. Toll-free, 888-YOUNGER and free consultation, 888-YOUNGER as opposed to older. No one wants to be older. Everyone wants to be younger. 888-YOUNGER or register at Stenogenics.com. Stenogenics.com. All right, let's grab our guest to talk about the Vegas massacre. His name is Doug Papa. He's a U.S. Army military police veteran, former law enforcement officer, 40 years of experience in law enforcement and private sector security investigations, director of security in the past for two major Vegas hotels, and he has been the best in the country. I'm not saying that to kiss your butt, Doug Papa. You wrote the best stuff in the entire United States of America about the Vegas massacre and all the questions surrounding it and all the questionable lies we've been told about the story that doesn't sound right to anyone. You have broken so many stories, it's unbelievable, yet the mainstream media doesn't seem to care. At least Wayne Root cares, right?
Yes, Wayne, thanks for being on the show, and good evening to your listeners. I write part-time as an investigative journalist for the Baltimore Post Examiner. And to date, I wrote pretty close to 100 stories on the massacre since October 1st. And on the Cordell Hendricks incident, we broke the story because we were the first media outlet in over a dozen stories for the past month who called him out as a coward after I read his statement. And I did a first story on it because I'm an ex-police officer. I can read a police report. And obviously, in his own words, he said he cowered, he froze, he didn't know what to do, he was listening to the gunfire. So he was a coward. We called him out in over a dozen stories. What kind of got worse after the first story, I called up, I sent an email to the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, PIO, because I asked him after I wrote the first story, calling him out as a coward, if he was still on active duty and was he still a field training officer.
And you didn't think you'd get an answer, right? You didn't think they'd even answer you.
Well, I didn't think I would get an answer because they said they weren't going to do any answers with any of the documents released from October 1st. But they did send me an email back and they said he's still active duty and he's still a field training officer. So I did the second story and I said, you know, coward cop is still training officers. And since then, there's over a dozen stories. Now, the videos came out. It was released in the second batch, the sixth batch on Wednesday. And that confirms and seals it up that right. He was on the 31st floor with his, and I when they say trainee, it's a misconception to a lot of people who don't know police work. Ella Boston, who was his partner at night, she was a graduate of the police academy And she was on probationary training with the field training officer, who was Cordell Hendricks. So she graduated from the police academy, you know, and she graduated. So she knew all the tactics. In addition to those two on the 31st floor, there's three Mandalay Bay security managers with them. So they get up to the 31st floor, and you can clearly see and listen on that video that came out that they retreat. They cower. They stay on the floor. They make no attempt even to get to the 32nd floor to stop disruptors, whatever they want to do with Paddock, to stop them, to go to the active shooter.
And by the way, you hear the shots. You hear the automatic fire.
Yes.
You can hear it in the video.
It's you know, when I watched it the first time, I'm an ex-cop. I'm 63 years old, okay? I cried because I was watching Hendricks cower into that alcove of that doorway up there on the, in the hallway, 31st floor. And the same time, you hear this radio traffic. A cop saying, we're being pinned down. We've got gunshot wounds to the head. We got to get to the shooter. Forget about the victims. They get to the shooter. And they're
and
on
he's
the
there.
Floor for almost 5 minutes. And they could have made a difference that night. How many people, if you figure 58 people were killed and over 422 were wounded by gunfire, and the fire went over for, you know, about 10 minutes. So if you break that down, how many people were being shot and killed during the time he was up there not doing anything? But what's even worse, what even got to me as an ex-cop, is while he's up there not doing anything, other cops, police officers from Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, are running through the gunfire to get into the Mandalay Bay to get up to this guy to kill him, to stop him. You know, let's not be political correct. You want to kill the guy. He's shooting and killing people. So
Doug, let me just make sure we're painting the right picture for people. There are cops who are racing across, basically a killing field with bullets whizzing by them. They could have all died. They're the bravest guys in the world. You and I love cops, but not this cop, not Cordell Hendricks, who's a coward. But all the other cops are risking their lives to get there. It's a long field. It's many blocks. Some of them are running. Then once you get in Mandalay Bay, it's hard to get up to the 32nd floor. This guy was there already. That's the point we're trying to make. He was right there. All he had to do was walk up one flight of stairs, and he's going to be able to either shoot at the door, charge the door, at least shoot some shots into the room to distract the guy. He was that close. He was the tip of the spear, and he chose to do nothing, right?
You're absolutely correct. That's the assessment right there. It's a disgrace because while he's still on that floor with these other armed contingent, because the Mandalay Bay guys were armed, and so was Ella Boston, is the radio traffic's coming on. He's hearing that his own guys are taking gunfire, this thing, that, and he still doesn't do anything. He could have went. He said, listen, guys, we're going to go back up the elevator 32. We're going to drive up to the stairwell. Thing is, he made no attempt to do nothing. He stuck right there until after the shot stopped. Then he says, let's go in the stairwell. So now they're in the stairwell about 10:15, and they stay in that stairwell till about 10:50, I believe, from my notes, now in front of me, is when Levi Hancock with the ad hoc SWAT team, because the SWAT team wasn't there, reached the door at 11:20. So they stay in the stairwell, and they still make no attempt to go onto the floor. You know, it's a total disgrace. When you look at what happened, you compare this, put in contrast, with what happened yesterday over in Maryland and Annapolis. Mm-hmm. Those cops went in there within 3 seconds. They didn't wait for backup. It was one after the other. And then they took the suspect in custody. That's what you do in an active shooter. You
all right, so here, wait, let me sum up a few things. Doug, you know how fast this goes, so I want to make sure we get all the good points out, all right? So I see three disgraces when you say a disgrace. Disgrace number one is he was hiding in the hallway and hiding in the stairwell, and he didn't ask the security or his trainee or anyone else to go up. They were all following his lead.
Right.
He paralyzed all five of them. That's disgrace number one. How many lives could he have saved? All right, so that's disgrace one. Disgrace two is, why do we know about this? We knew about the Parkland coward. No one knew about this for 10 months. Somebody covered this up in the lot, made the decision to cover this up in the Las Vegas Police Department. Do you agree with me that that's disgrace number two?
I would agree with you there, and I'll tell you why real quick to get into it. Las Vegas Metropolitan Police detective and an FBI agent, after the massacre, interviewed all the security people from Mandalay Bay. And one of those managers said to the FBI and the Metro detective that he was on the 32nd floor with Hendricks while the firing was going on, and then after the firing stopped, they stayed there to cover the door to make sure no suspects came out. He mentioned
his
name 10 times. Well,
never
how can that happen when Hendrix is on the 31st floor? So this guy is not telling the truth. And we need to find out. And I did stories on this already. There's a ton of stories on it. Why did this guy say this? And another thing, those security managers that were on the 31st floor with Hendrix, they had the master keys. So they, if they would have made their way up to that 32nd floor, they could have used the key fob to open up Paddock Suite, if that's what they want to do. I'm not saying commit murder, but you put a couple of rounds through the door, you whip a fire, you make
sure
you distract his gunfire.
Right.
Get you. Now, the reason why I'm saying, I'm backed up in this by Sergeant Joshua Bitsko, who was one of the guys that breached the room with Levi Hancock, the canine sergeant. He said that on 60 Minutes, that had they had gotten there during the gunfire, they would have did what they had to do to direct the fire towards them so at least people won't get killed out the window. This guy, Cordell Hendrix, is a freaking disgrace to the badge. I looked at the public records the other day. He makes almost $140,000 with benefits a year in 2017.
Wow. Hey, don't go anywhere, Doug. Stay with us because I want to talk about the third possible disgrace. If number one is the cop who did nothing and the cops and security guards who did nothing, if number two is the cover-up, why didn't we know about it till now? The third disgrace is, you got to answer this question for me. How did SWAT take an hour to get there? SWAT's job is to be there in minutes. They should have been there to knock the door down much quicker. Where were they? Let's talk about that with Doug Papa when we get back. Wayne Allyn-Root, we're now discussing the October 1st Vegas massacre. Here on Newsmax TV, we bring you the latest breaking news, hot right off the world that nobody knows about. Nobody, everyone's asleep. They're asleep at the switch about the Vegas massacre. Bad things. I'll talk to Doug about other bad things that him and I suspect about the Vegas massacre too. Right back at you.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
War now. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. We're going to continue our interview with Doug Pop. I wanted to mention the sponsor of this segment. This is an American Silver Eagle coin. It's heavy, it's beautiful, it's bold, it's brassy. And it is just something that your kids will love to learn the value of money. I wish someone had figured out some way that I could start a coin collection when I was a kid, because I'm a guy who's always loved money. So I would have just fallen in love with a coin collection as a kid, and I would be a rich guy today. You know, if you start collecting coins when you're 9 years old, I'm telling you right now, I'd be worth $50 million. But nobody ever taught me about collecting coins. No one taught me this value with gold and silver. So get a free one for your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews, the kids in your classroom, whoever gets the best score at a test, they get this beautiful American Silver Eagle. Get it right now. If you've ever thought about owning gold, and believe me, there's a lot of reasons to own gold and a lot of reasons to own silver. We'll get into that next week and in other interviews on this show over the coming weeks. But just for calling the U.S. Gold Bureau, who manages the Fort Knox of Texas for the state of Texas, the Texas Bullion Depository, the only one in the country. No state has one but Texas, and they chose the U.S. Gold Bureau to manage it. Right now, if you've ever thought of owning gold, I'm telling you, call them now. You get this coin for free. It's beautiful. It's straight from the U.S. Mint. It's in brilliant, uncirculated condition. 1 ounce of pure silver free, no additional obligation, no shipping costs, no hidden fees. They're willing to lose money. They ship it to you free. The call is free, and the coin is free. So how do you win? Lose with that. You win with that automatically. Win, win, win. Win all the way around. They'll lose money to try and get you in as a long-term customer. They will win you over. Wayne Root says so. And if they ever do something wrong, you call Wayne Root. WayneRoot@gmail.com. You let me know. My boys, I love them at the U.S. Gold Bureau. And believe me when I tell you, they will always treat my viewers right. Call 1-800-885-GOLD. 800-885-GOLD. 800-885-4653. You'll automatically get this free American Silver Eagle. Fresh from the U.S. Mint, brilliant, uncirculated condition, no strings attached. U.S. Gold Bureau. Thanks, guys. Thanks for sponsoring my show. Back with Doug Papa. We're breaking great information here, great content with Doug Papa. 40 years of experience in the police, military police, investigator, Las Vegas Strip, head of security for hotels, important guy. And he, like me, has believed from the beginning that this story just sucks. Something's wrong with it. We're not getting the right story. And here you see what appears to be a cover-up. But if it isn't a cover-up, either way, nobody wanted to embarrass, I guess, a bad cop. you know, a guy who froze, a guy who was a total coward. If they didn't cover it up, maybe they were covering for a friend. I don't know what words you want to use, but they didn't want it to get out because they knew it would embarrass the police department. And I think you call that a cover-up. They were stalling. They didn't want to give the videos out. They didn't want to give the body cams out. They didn't want to give the testimonies out. They didn't want to give the autopsies out. Doug, you do admit this looks terrible, right?
It looked terrible from the start on everything they did. And I broke a couple of stories from the beginning. It looked bad when they pulled a homicide unit, some of the best homicide, it's one of the best homicide units in the country, at the rotation. When they pulled a homicide unit, told them they weren't going to do the death investigation on Paddock. And I did several stories on that. You know, red flags started going up with me.
But I want to get up Wait, hold on. So what do you think that means? Why would they pull the homicide unit? I've never gotten a straight answer from anybody as to why they did that.
I think it was under Sheriff McMahon got on the radio and said, well, that night, he said that because of all the bodies in the concert venue, he said that the lieutenant from the homicide division made that call. I don't know if that's true or not, but it was very suspicious to me because you investigate a death. I don't care if it looks like a suicide. You investigate it to see if it's a suicide or a homicide. Why would you not allow at least one homicide detective to investigate the death of the worst mass killer in modern American history? That was extremely bizarre to me. They came up with some BS excuse. Maybe it was right, maybe it was wrong. But I know from what people I talk to is that the homicide unit was actually really ticked off about that. So
what's bizarre to me is why was SWAT not there for an hour? And you told me it's because they got sent a half mile away, right?
Yes, I did a story on this a couple weeks ago. What happened was SWAT was told on a call out to go to the command post, which was the South Central Area Command, a half a mile south of Mandalay Bay. That decision was made by the lieutenant, the SWAT commander, who was only the SWAT commander for a couple of months. He has no SWAT experience at all.
Tell people why. This is important. Tell them why he was brand new.
Because Lieutenant Melton, who was the SWAT commander, he was on sitting home on the public's dime because he's been on administrative leave with pay since last July because he was under investigation for some felonies for defrauding some elderly people. He's since been indicted earlier this year. So this guy that was the lieutenant of the SWAT team that night, he was actually a prior lieutenant in charge of the force investigation team that actually did the initial preliminary report.
But he's the SWAT commander, and he's never done SWAT before in his life. That's what you told me, correct?
That's absolutely correct. He's never been a SWAT officer.
Took him an hour to get there. The SWAT team's the one who's supposed to take this guy out. That's unbelievable.
Right. It is. But, you know, there was one guy, Wayne, real quick. This guy, Levi Hancock. He was the guy that made the ad hoc SWAT team. He was the explosive breacher that breached the door with the canine officers, the patrol officers. He didn't go to the command center. And I heard through the grapevine, he just said, screw it. I'm going to where the threat was. That's the Mandalay Bay.
So he's the one hero in all of this. Levi's the hero in all of this.
Yeah, there was a lot of heroes. He's one of the heroes, but he did a good job that night.
All right. Hey, listen, Doug, we got to run. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll get you back again in the next week to finish up all the other mysteries and all the other problems you have with this thing, because I got a lot of them. Let's go over them point by point. We'll get Doug Papa on again in the next week to cover all the rest. Thank you, Doug. Thank you. We finally have a sane guy out there who's an expert to tell you this doesn't smell right. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. Have a great weekend. God bless. See you Monday.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.